Well, hello people, look, another coffee and another video. You know what? Maybe I should just get a life. Oh, that's right. I did have one, but I lost it. So here's a trend is pushed by femons, which is quite, I think, quite sickening. We all know that femons are attention seekers. They crave it. They need it. And we all know when in doubt, get the bikini out. But femons are so desperate for attention, they'll dress up in inappropriate wear and go down to the grocery store where there's children. And somebody may say you're dressed very badly for here. In other words, they get dress-coded. That's a nice name for it. But really, it means you're dressed like a whore and you're going grocery shopping, and there's children here. But here's a story about a femon, well, actually loads of femons apparently have done it. They're going to Auschwitz and posed for a picture in a sort of sexy pose, or I believe one of them even posed nude. And it's pretty obvious that these femons don't even care or respect what happened at that place. All they care about is themselves and to get attention, and they're using the place as clickbait to draw the attention to them. That's how sick and narcissistic they are. They don't seem to have any morals whatsoever. And if they do this for attention, what the hell else could they do? Well, pretty much anything. You see, no matter where or whatever it is, they have to always draw the attention to them and sex. Because that's all they're offering. Because that's all the modern femon has. They've made themselves into a sex object. And unfortunately, there is nothing else. They go to religious shrines in other countries and take a picture of them, hardly clothed at all. Basically, they disrespect that monument or the country. As you notice, they seem to do the same thing pretty much everywhere. They do the one-trick pony. They strip off. And they wonder why the countries get annoyed with them. These femons are so far up their own asses. They don't see how they degrade that place by doing what they're doing. And I believe the law should come down hard on these femons. And even the ones that are being dress-coded. And what that really means, they're dressed like a whore. Let's face it, there's a time and place for everything. But femons want to draw you down to their low level. Oh yes, but they are still the victims in that sort of thing. Anyway guys, what do you think out there, these femons degrading these places? You think about it, maybe a religious family would like to go visit that special monument. That's been there probably for thousands of years. Then a femon comes around and strips off and degrades it. Of course, males are supposed to be terrible and horrible people. But who's doing all the vile, disgusting things? It's femons. Femons are full of in the paper stripping off, on social media stripping off, at sacred monuments they're stripping off. And men are still walking away. Keep walking, guys. Hey, you might want to break into a bit of a run as well. Femons aren't the victims. Everybody else is. Take it easy, guys.